This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and South Korea today signed 4 MOUs for cooperation in the field of sports, cultural and creative industries, small and medium enterprises, and for establishment of Industrial Cooperation Committee. Both sides also exchanged joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. The agreements were signed and exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi. In a joint press statement after the talks, Mr. Modi said, through their shared efforts, India and South Korea will continue to contribute towards a peaceful, progressive and inclusive Indo-Pacific. He said the Indo-Korea Digital Bridge is being launched to further deepen the partnerships in AI, semiconductors and information technology.
भारत और कोरिया का बायलेटरल ट्रेड आज 27 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है 2030 तक इसे 50 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने आज कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं दोनों देशों के बीच फाइनेंशियल फ्लोस को सुगम बनाने के लिए हमने भारत कोरिया फाइनेंशियल फोरम की शुरुआत की है बिजनेस सहयोग को बल देने के लिए हमने एक इंडस्ट्रियल कोऑपरेशन कमेटी का गठन किया है क्रिटिकल टेक्नोलॉजी और सप्लाई चेन में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए हम इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी डायलॉग शुरू कर रहे हैं
President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung said in a statement that India has emerged as a leader in the global south. He added that both the nations will expand cooperation in defense, AI and shipbuilding. The Supreme Court has issued a notice to the Centre, the Election Commission and the Controller and Auditor General of India on a public interest litigation seeking a ban on the announcement of freebies by political parties ahead of elections. A bench of Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justice Joy Malia Bakshi said the plea would be tagged with a batch of pending petitions raising similar issues for hearing. The government has said domestic LPG supply is stable across the country, with no dry outs reported in distributorships amid disruptions triggered by the ongoing West Asia crisis. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said, the government is taking several important steps for effective management, such as increasing domestic LPG production, extending the booking period in both urban and rural areas, and implementing a delivery authentication code to prevent diversion. According to data from the past 5 days, sales of 5 kg cylinders have also increased. Director of Ports and Shipping Ministry, Mandeep Singh Randhawa, informed that Indian-flagged crude tanker Desh Karima, carrying over 97,000 metric ton crude oil, safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz on the 18th of this month. In Jammu and Kashmir, 21 people were killed and 29 injured in a bus accident in Udhampur district. Officials said the incident occurred near Jalo village on the Rajnagar-Udhampur road. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. Mr. Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the PM's relief fund to the next of kin of each of those killed. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Indian Railways will operate 18,262 summer special train trips nationwide over 3 months. It will address the anticipated rise in passenger demand and ensure a smooth and convenient travel experience. A powerful earthquake of 7.4 magnitude struck off the northern Japanese coast of Sanriku this afternoon. The Japan Meteorological Agency, or JMA, said the earthquake occurred at a depth of about 10 kilometers below the sea surface. Following the earthquake, a tsunami of about 2.6 feet was detected at the Kuji port in the Iwate prefecture, and a smaller tsunami of 1.3 feet was recorded at another port in the prefecture. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a flat note today. Sensex and Nifty both settled with marginal gains after a volatile trading session. Sensex rose 27 points to close at 78,520, while Nifty closed at 24,365. And that is the end of this news bulletin.